Okay, I turned this on, but I have no idea what I was going to say, because I forgot, but I'm on my walk, so just be patient, see if anything appears here. Oh, it was about God. TH, I guess. Maybe even Cosmos, I don't know. I had just had a small conversation with an online AI GPT model and managed to convince it by logic and reason that when you find an intelligent structure, such as we find here in nature, of course, everywhere from down in the atoms up to the largest structures of the cosmos, it's not just randomness, right? There is order and functionality and laws of nature and tic-tac. Some even think of this cosmos as a clockwork. A cosmic machine. And that, which is then, you know, that information structure that makes up all this that we experience around us is then embedded, running, you know, being present there and directing, controlling this energy. That sometimes appear as matter. So, an information structure. There's information back there. which Bohm and others also concluded. And this I argued to our dear GPT, implies the existence of intelligence. Because information, what is that? It's something created by intent. And by intelligent application of such intent, creatively, for instance, if you would now find yourself in a virtual reality game or whatever, you would see and hear and touch and so on forms around you just like here. Or very much like here. And you know, behind that is an information structure in the form of software running. But then, software and a structure that communicates and implements the intent and intelligence and creativeness of the programmers. If you are in such a game, and there would argue with others in there that there is no programmer behind that game, that it just came about on its own. There's no intelligence behind all of this, no intent. People would laugh at you. First of all, it's highly unscientific. Probably as some kind of another foil hat. And along that line, we can understand then the importance, significance of the findings of those quantum physicists, such as Bohm. That, yes, when we go deep enough into the very core of this world, we find it. Not just in the case of Bohm, an information structure, but also, as several of them repeatedly stated, mind and intelligence, consciousness. and we can right here and now experience and see and hear and the presence of that intelligence, conscious being, and that's us, conscious observers, as they call it. But also the obvious presence of such an intelligence far above our level. We can make computer games. But they are simply partially mimicking, copying, pirating the world that we find ourselves in as gamers, players. Which, say the quantum physicists, and say I, and say the wise of the world since time immemorial, clearly, conspicuously, for everyone to see, shows us the presence of such a higher, not subjective as in our case intelligence, but objective, just including us all and this entire world. And yeah, we are in fact talking about God, but some people are for some reason today afraid of that word, or, you know, some words, and this is going on very much today. Can become loaded with negative meanings or positive meanings or whatever, with a lot of charges that when you just hear the word and you go, yeah, generally on an emotional level. So when we say God, then some people would go immediately, without even thinking, oh, there is no God. I trust science. But you can start picking that apart, but that gets boring. There's a science that only dedicates and limits itself to studying the physical world, presuming there is nothing beyond it, can of course say nothing about the existence of God. The only thing they can say is, well, we don't know. But here, you know, when we approach this from this angle, the cosmological angle, and not the religious angle, well, judge for yourself, but do it with an open mind, with your own free thinking and intelligence, logic and reason. Don't accept what the religion told you just because the big folks said you should. But don't just doubt everything for that same reason, that you find them hypocritical or whatever. And that goes same with whatever you're told to accept, whether it's called science or democracy or whatever, you know, fine words or bad words. So I would say, especially today, it's very important that we wake up, and with that slightly now cliche statement, I mean, first of all, that I would say question and study the presence of such loaded words and analyze them a bit more. How and why did I accept that as truth? Or maybe even a truth that I shouldn't even question, because I should trust, you know, fill in the blanks. Or maybe if I scrutinize it with logic and reason and scientific methodology, with my own free and independent intellect, then I would come to another conclusion. And I may not even dare that, because if I did, I know I would lose my job or something. So necessity comes before the truth. Food on the table. Anyway, I drifted into that, but I just would say that yes, we should also question that very word, God. Does that mean a bearded old man up there, somewhere in the heaven, throwing thunderbolts at us when he's angry, which he seems to be often, judging from how it looks here? Or, such as here, do we mean and see a loving couple of goddess and god? Who are just playing and having fun, and inviting us to join them if we could only accept that they exist. But, you know, if you then say, no, you don't exist, and I go my own way here. I join my scientific friends instead. I'm going to sit here, drink some wine, and solve it all in front of our blackboards. We don't need you. We are almost God. Just wait. We'll figure it out. We'll figure everything out. Well, you know, I would say they figured out that there must be consciousness behind this cosmic manifestation, behind this information structure, which is obviously here in this everything but random world. Uh, And well, that's where the others said, well, here to hither but not further. I dare not take that step. Oh, sounds like religion. Because it was in a time when science had risen to, you know, rebellion of religion, which had by then turned into some institution where the needs are more important than the truth, and so on. But when something exists as a negative reaction against something that is bad, it doesn't in itself become the truth and absolute good. After all, it's simply, ultimately, will reflect the minds and intellects and hearts of those who propound it. And thus we now find high priests sitting there in academic, academic thrones, and preachers seats, telling us we should trust science. At the same time, they tell us we should question science, because that's what science does. Which one is right? So it becomes the same thing, and the power structure, people caring more about their paychecks than the truth. Well, I may sound cynical, but that is unfortunately not so uncommon today in the academic world. And then there are some heroic, and I really say heroic, souls some even sitting there in professor positions and high up, who dare to speak freely what they actually find, what conclusions they actually are reaching. And that's how it was and still is with those quantum physicists, scientists. Yep. So I'm just saying, and many with me say so and agree, that hey, especially those from the East, God is not a bad word, don't be afraid. God is your best friend who loves you always. All of us. So have your conversation with God today if you can, and watch your life start changing for the better and better. Hare Krishna.